When you look at literature, whether it's a clinical trial on the left in the pie graph or another cohort study retrospective, there is a big unmet need, despite the fact, you know, I moved to the U.S. 30 years ago. At that time, we had only systemic steroids, albuterol, theophylline. Then salmeterol came on. Now we have a big armamentarium and very good treatments. But despite triple therapy in the IMPACT trial, which was one of the major trials in looking at triple therapy, you can see about 50% of patients within the trial continue to have exacerbation during the year of the study. This was replicated in other cohort studies. And we see this in day-to-day that, yes, we have good drugs. Yes, patients can be compliant and adherent to the management. Yes, they may have stopped smoking, but still, they still exacerbate. So that is why we are talking about novel targets nowadays. And, you know, it's a very exciting time, knowing that we are in the era of biologics now in COPD, a time that I never dreamt of when I started my training and certainly my clinical practice. So I'm going to ask Jerry to introduce the topic of airway epithelium. Why is it important? What are the epithelial cytokines that we are thinking about? And why do we think that we should target them? Having said that, I have to say that none of these anti-alarmin therapies are approved for COPD yet.